Bob Mortimer.
Wow.
Hi, folks. Oh, yeah. What do you reckon?
Who the fuck?
What, have you got a defence? Have you got a thing to stop you giggling?
What is going on here, then? What are you talking about? Because all I saw was sort of Bob putting a finger in his mouth seductively.
I've got entirely implanted teeth.
Have you?
Really?
Sorry, apart from the mucky ones, which are...
I was going to say... That
the tops all and then the
back. I was going to say the bottom ones.
And not so good.
Bob just did a big laugh.
There it is. We've got another card.
You're looking at me.
Oh, Bob.
Fair enough.
There's nothing the matter with having fake teeth.
Thank you. Thank you. This is tough.
I'm going to sit somewhere else.
Oh, it's not Bob, is it?
This is going to be hell.
Oh, fuck.
Disaster.
Oh, help me, Lord. One soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be to come back. One shaft of light that shows the way. No more.
Oh, Joe. Look at Joe.
Yeah. It's just magic.
Joe Wilkinson, I've been watching you. You have the face of a cobbler's thumb. You have the face of an abandoned pug. But your humiliating grace does shine through, so stick it out, yeah? Harry came very close to me. And closeness is one of those things that does tend to make you want to laugh.
Nice and clean. No wounds.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's really good.
Go on, Bob. get up a rally. Try and get it back in.
Try and get it back in!
Can I do a song for you, Daisy? It's my own music.
Yes, we want a song. Yes.
I'd brought along my song to sing. For some reason, by that time, I'd focused in on Daisy.
I don't really want a song. Yeah. Not at me.
Would you like a song?
She'd love a song.
I think you'd like the song, Daisy. I think.
Why do I have to have the song?
Daisy, of all please, the people.
Are you leaving the arena?
No, I'm not leaving. I'm just standing. I'm more comfortable stood up, listening to it.
Well, I'll sit opposite you over there if you want.
Okay. Daisy, if you could go and sit opposite Bob and receive your song now.
Well, if you're going to be like that, I won't sing it with passion. Do you want it with coffee or without coffee, Daisy?
I don't know.
This is with coffee, right? What do you reckon? You're not answering me. I'll take that as a without coffee.
Without coffee, please.
She took it without coffee, I think, and I was grateful because I didn't know the lyrics.
Why won't you look at me? I'll do two songs if you're not careful. Honestly, I will.
I cannot wait for this song.
Slender people fit through gaps, and slender men look sweet in fucking slacks. Slender ladies can kick you in the head, and slender people take up restroom in bed. Raspberry jam is nice, but it's full of bloody pips. Lemon curd is tasty, but put chinches on your hips. Pate spreads quite easily, but it tastes of cigarettes. Tomorrow I shall kill again, this time in Dungeness. Yes, not bothered.
Lovely.
I mean, that's torture. That's like being tortured.
All right, Daisy, you've asked for it. Lanky bastards are not bothered by offence, and lanky people are great at self-defence. Lanky fellas can pluck doggy bags from a tree, and long-legged lasses can adjust your aerial for free. Low-fat yogurt's healthy, but it tastes of willow bark. Feta cheese is cubable, but no tastier than quark. Cottage cheese is flowable, but then so is engine oil. Tomorrow I will kill again, this time in Donegal.
Bravo!
She's so well.
Right, fuck you, Daisy. You can have another.
One.
Traffic cops eat burgers in their cars, and traffic coppers' trousers get shiny on the arse. Traffic coppers don't have to wear a hat, so tell me, Geoffrey Chaucer, what do you think of that? Pelicans are ponderous and often cheat at whist. Budgerigars are chirpy, but so often they are pissed. And turkeys make a racket if you penetrate their pen. Tomorrow I shall kill again, but I won't tell you where and when. Yes.
Really good.
Really good.
Well done, Daisy.
Well done.
Well done, Daisy. That's all it was, Daisy.
Well done.
Really nice.
There was quite a bit of information in there, Daisy, but I don't think you took it in.
That nearly killed me. I had to think of some really dark stuff. I had to think about my granddad's funeral to get through that.
Bob?
Hello?
I really liked your song, so I'm going to reward you with the immunity hat.
Now?
The immunity hat will be in the hatch. While you wear it, you're allowed to laugh as much as you like.
That's a good twist.
Oh, that is.
That's a good twist.
Oh, my God.
Where's the hatch?
Go to the hatch. Find a hatch. Go to the hatch.
Hatch.
He has no idea what a hatch is.
Wow, that's nice. A lovely hat, Bob.
Nice. Cold.
Oh, Bob, I love to see you laugh as well. I love to see you laugh. I might stay away from you, though, because it is infectious.
Strapping it up in case he falls over.
I was so pleased when I got it. I was so chuffed. It was very liberating just for those first 15 seconds to be able to laugh. I thought maybe I should just start laughing my head off, see if it could become infectious, get rid of everyone.
Lou, you've been a very active player so far. You've got a few people carded, so as a reward, you get to go in the treat seat. Everyone else, there are some treats on the table, and you've got 60 seconds to give Lou as many treats as you can.
Oh, no.
Is there anything you like the look of?
This is going to be a nightmare.
OK, your minute starts now. Treat that seat.
Here comes your treat, you bastard.
What would you like? Is there anything you'd like?
How does that feel, you bastard?
I'm having a lovely time now. I'm really leaning into it.
I'm not hurting you, am I?
No.
Bob's just hitting the saucepan lid. That's not in the treat tray. He's brought his own gear.
Is that your happy face?
No, I've got a bad leg.
Bob, I've got a letter from my ex-husband. I haven't seen him, so he's written me a letter.
OK. Harriet.
Oh, Judy! Judy!
It wasn't even just a noise, it was your face of... I didn't hear that. We'd all heard that. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Bob Mortimer, everything he does makes me laugh. I mean, he sat on a chair and made it creak and he made Judy Love burst into laughter.
I was doing so well, Bob.
You might get away with it.
I might.
No, but it's got to be a film or a you know, like a song like that. Like a...
You're right here! Are you right, Bubs?
I went to the fridge just to get a drink and I opened it, no drink, but Alison Hammond can't drink Alison. She's not a refreshment.
I feel really rude to you, Rob.
A little bit rude, but you know, you've got to do what you've got to do, Bob.
Yeah.
If you want to be rude to Alison, that's on you, you know. Why don't you just have a chat to Alison? She's a lovely lady. If you've never met her before, just have a chat about things.
But it'll set me off, that's the thing.
Rob's selling it.
She's lovely. Go and have a... Come with me.
No.
Come here, Bob.
No, I fear Alison.
Come here, Bob.
Why? Come on, Bob. Come
I'm
over
gonna
here.
I'm going to laugh, Alison, that's why.
Bob, go and have a chat. You're being rude. We've got a guest in the house. Alison's here. She
you
to
look
say
after the guest.
No, you look. I know, Alison. I'm trying to introduce
you. Bob, I'm a big fan of yours. Come over here.
But, Bob, you don't want to ruin this great game by you coming and going to court. Wasn't Bob Mortimer rude to Alison Hammond?
Oh, Rob's playing dirty now.
Yeah. That'll be in, like, the newspaper.
It'll be trolled.
Get in here and have a look.
You'll be trolled for days.
Have a little look in that face.
What are you doing in the fridge?
And let Alison unload on you.
I absolutely love fridges. I spend a lot of time at fridges.
You're a fridge dweller.
OK, I gotta go. Sorry, guys.
Right, do you want me to shut
me off. See you later.
Bye,
love
Alison.
Love you.
You've got lovely thighs, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I work on
Your
them.
Eyes not so good, but lovely
no,
thighs.
No, this one's weeping.
Yeah.
And this one's a write-off.
That one's buggered, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I haven't even asked your name.
Tony.
Hiya, Tony. You're nice. Do you mind me asking about your parents? I like to do it. It's what I call a background check.
Yes.
The fun.
Yes.
What did your parents do?
They worked for NASA.
Right.
In...
That's the supermarket, yeah?
Yeah, in PR.
Yeah.
And one was on meats and the other was on cheeses.
Meats and cheeses. Meats always and pleases.
What do your parents do? Are they still with us?
My father came...
Tell us about your father.
My
father. Your father? Yes.
What did my father do?
What did he do?
He...
What didn't he do?
..came up with new ideas for biscuits.
He designed a very long biscuit, a metre long. Yeah? That's... Crispy, crunchy, 1 metre long.
Yeah.
Tried to flog it to Crawford's, to Pete Freen's, to the lot. Wouldn't touch it.
Gosh, that's brutal.
Yeah, so...
The biscuit industry is one of the hardest industries to break into. That and arms.
Arms dealing, biscuits dealing.
Would you invest in arms?
My mother was in arms dealing. She sold swords.
Do 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 do. Ah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Could you make the face you do when you discover your partner is also your cousin?
Oh shoot.
Okay. Richard, I'd like you to do the face you do when you're at the doctor's and he's got your test results. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. It's looking excellent. You have zero STDs. But wait, he was looking at the wrong file. You have chlamydia.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Do 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 do.
Oh God.
Okay, one more each. This is the face you do when you're on a plane, the toilet door opens, a large bald man walks out, the smell is horrific. The pilot has left the cockpit and is breakdancing in the aisles. It's amazing. Have you got that?
What the hell? Who the fuck? Why is this shit? Come on.
Richard, what face would you do in the same scenario?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Oh, it's tricky to go second on the same scenario.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I don't know.
What you gonna do?
I don't know.
It's strange, isn't it? Kerry Katona doesn't actually own a cat. I got the snip.
Yes.
Because, you know, I didn't want any kids. But when I got home, they were still there. There was a kidnapping at my son's school.
Yes.
It's okay, he woke up eventually. I went to the electrical shop and I said, can someone sell me a kettle?
Yes.
Kenwood, the bloke said. Well, can you fetch him then, please?
He's struggling.
I was in the cemetery and I saw a bloke get up from behind a gravestone. Morning, I said. No, just having a shit.
Oh, I'm calling it.
Oh! Wow, that was tight.
Damn you. Damn you.
It would have been very strange for Bob not to win. It'd be like watching a Rocky film and then the other person wins.
But because I'm old.
No, because you're a gifted fighter.
Bob, in a room full of comedians, you are the one most dead inside.
Dead as a donut, yeah.
Congratulations to Bob Mortimer, hey, the winner of the last one laughing UK. Fire the confetti.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.